The Tonhalle Orchestra of Zurich was conducted by David Zinman. Here on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. A heat advisory remains in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. It will be hot and humid the rest of today with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. The high around 98 degrees with the heat index potentially reaching a high as 110. In fact, according to our system here, we're at 109 right now on the University of Illinois campus. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, the low about 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny, again a chance for rain, the high 92. And Friday's outlook is for a mostly sunny day with a high of 88 degrees. We're currently at 97, and it's 12 noon. This show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. On today's program, we will be talking about and hearing a few samples from a program called Homegrown Talent, which is a comedy/cabaret fundraiser for the Urbana High School Auditorium, which is undergoing extensive renovations and restoration. And Mark Roberts presenting this show with lots of alumni from Urbana High School doing primarily Broadway stuff. And we'll hear details about that second on our program. First up, we have one of the performers who will be participating in this Friday's Friday Night Live event, which is a new series of street side performances happening in downtown Champaign, sponsored by the Champaign County Arts Council, which is 40 North 88 West, and other businesses around. And we'll be hearing from him and from 40 North director Kelly White about this new series. Hope you'll stay with us and enjoy on Live and Local. Thank you. That was bass viol player Carolyn Anderson Zurich, a member of Ensemble Galilei. That comes from their CD called From the Edge of the World, and it's a traditional Irish air called The Fair Child. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly, your host for the show every Monday through Friday during the noon hour. Coming up on the program, we'll be talking about an event called Mark Roberts Presents Homegrown Talent, which will be a cabaret fundraiser for the renovation of the Urbana High School auditorium, which is something I see every day as I ride my bike in here. I go right by it. So I see things happening, and I'm delighted to know that it is just about done, and they're going to have a celebratory concert we'll hear about later on. First up, though, we want to talk about a new Streetside performance series, actually I think launched last Friday, and it's called Friday Night Live. We'll continue through Friday, September the 21st, and their performers as well this coming week in downtown Champaign. With us are one of the performers and the executive director for the Champaign County Arts Council, 40 North 88 West. Her name is Kelly White, and Kelly, I've been hearing your name for a while, but it's nice to finally actually meet you.
It is. Nice to meet you too, Kevin.
So where did the idea for this Friday Night Live come from, and is there any sort of a takeoff on Saturday Night Live?
Well, obviously that's where we got the name from, as a way to play with Saturday Night Live. It actually began 3 years ago. We started doing a performance series called Art and Soul, which was created through a grant from the City of Champaign. Basically guerrilla style pop-up performances on the street corners of downtown Champaign. But we were only able to do it once a month, funding-wise. And it was great, but every time people were just starting to hear about it and just getting excited about coming downtown to see it, it was kind of over, right? Because it was only like three or four performances, May through about August. So this year, we were approached by Bank Champaign at M2, and they really wanted to get involved with some sort of local event that they could sponsor that would kind of involve local performers and local dancers and drive people to downtown Champaign. So they stepped in, as well as the Champaign City Partnership and Illini Radio Group, and we were able to then make it every single Friday. And then we changed the name to Friday Night Live and started booking performers. So, and like you said, it kicked off last Friday.
So who did I miss last week?
It was great. We had belly dancers. We had John Kappas, Jeff Arrigo. We had the DR Dixie Band. We had a fire breather, David Dergeist, who did some magic and then also did fire breathing right there at One Main Plaza. And we had the mayor come out and did kind of a balloon release to kind of kick off the whole series. And yeah, turned out great. The places were packed. The belly dancing was a huge hit. So we just hope that it's going to continue, you know, every week till September 21st.
Have you got Mayor Girard signed up to perform at any of these?
I would love that. I even mentioned that to him. I'm going to keep asking about it since he's the music guy, because I would love to have him featured one Friday. That
yeah,
would be great.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, why not? We'll have to have him on. We haven't had him on the show to either perform or just talk
right.
Or however things may go. So what's the schedule for this week? And is there a schedule? Meaning... does so-and-so start at a particular time, or just at some
right.
point on Friday, things start happening?
How it works is we have three locations. One is right there, Neil and Church, kind of right in the One Main Plaza area. Another location is Neil and Park, kind of right next to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. And then another is Chester and Walnut, kind of right across from Esquire on the corner there. And so all locations are simultaneous performances, one at 6 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock. And so this Friday, we'll have John, who's here with us today. He's going to be at the corner of Walnut and Chester. And then we're going to have African Dancing, One Main Plaza, which should be great. They have a couple of drummers as well. Should be interesting. We have some DJs doing some kind of slow jam house music that'll be at the Neyland Park location, as well as a hula hoop dancer, which is, I've seen some video. Looks pretty cool. So just trying to keep it as diverse and so there's a little bit something for everybody that comes downtown.
And is there a blues guitarist as well?
Yes, he'll be at 7 o'clock after John at Walnut and Chester as
And
well.
John is John McMahon.
Yes.
Who is with us right now to do some things live. Thanks for coming in.
Sure, my pleasure.
As we were just discussing, you were on the show a couple years ago as a part of a duo called Road Song.
Right.
And glad to have you back. What have you got? Well, first of all, just for listeners' sake, give us a little bit of your background and what are you doing these days besides playing on street corners?
Well, mainly my day job. I'm an attorney by day. But then I play guitar as much as I can when I'm not doing that. And these days, mostly acoustic stuff, mostly as a solo act. Occasionally collaborating with somebody else for little groups for, you know, specific venues or for specific occasions where that's more appropriate. And, you know, playing as much as I can a few times a month.
Did music come before lawyering or lawyering before music?
Interestingly, music came before lawyering. I went to law school with the idea that it was time to get serious about life and give up music. But then in the first week of law school, I met a bass player, one of my classmates, and we immediately decided, hey, let's start a band. And so that idea kind of went down the drain.
The idea of giving it up entirely.
Yes. I've actually been playing a lot more since law school than I ever played before.
Well, it means you can't keep away from it, apparently.
Yeah, so I've given up trying now. So.
So when you say band, referring primarily to rock band or is
yes.
background?
Yeah, mostly rock.
Broad in that? Yeah.
Straying, you know, towards blues or country, you know, depending on the particular project or the particular gig, but generally a rock band.
So for this particular gig where it's you and your guitar?
I think it's an hour set, as I understand, so it'll probably be maybe a 50-50 mix of some of my original stuff and some covers that work well just on acoustic guitar.
So what have you brought for us today to start out with?
One of my original tunes. It's called We've Got Each Other.
John McMahon is live on Live and Local. He's going to be performing Friday night live at 6 o'clock, part of this series that runs from 6 to 8 in downtown Champaign. We've got him on Live and Local.
When you doubt what you believe in, and you start to lose your faith, when you're running out of options, and it's more than you can take. Got each other. We'll carry on. We've got each other. We can be strong. Nothing can be easy. It's gone from bad to worse. just the times we're living in. That's our only curse. We've got each other.
John McMahon, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. He'll be performing from 6 to about 7 o'clock at Walnut and Chester in downtown Champaign, part of the new Friday Night Live series of street-side performances that will be happening there through just about the end of September, and other events happening this week at 6 o'clock. So simultaneous, you can sort of wander around these three points at Neyland Park. Our Kirkwood Rest and West, excuse me, and Reed Richards doing some, as they call it, slow-motion house DJ stuff. And also Jibril Kamara and West African Dance be happening at the corner of Neyland Church. And then a changeover at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. With us also on this portion of Live and Local is Kelly White, who's director, executive director for 40 North, 88 West, which is Champaign County Arts Council. And I've actually haven't had any conversations about the council in quite a while, but I assume plenty of things have been going on. What are some other summer activities that would be worth people's knowing about that the council is involved with?
Well, we're also gearing up for, it's not a summer activity, but it'll be announced and we'll start taking nominations. Will be the ACE Awards, which is, we do an annual award ceremony where we give awards to all local people that have dedicated themselves to the arts community. And that'll be, the actual awards will be October 16th, but the opening of nominations will be, gosh, probably within just a couple of weeks, we'll open up nominations and have people, you know, nominate whoever they think has, you know, really changed the arts community, and they've dedicated their passion and their time towards the arts.
And ACE is Arts, Culture, and Entertainment.
Yes, yes. And there's 7 different awards for that. You know, ACE Teacher, and we actually, last year, we changed one and we made it ACE, the Student ACE, which was a new award. We hadn't given it to students before, and we got lots of nominations and some really terrific students, and that was a huge success as far as adding a different category. Mm-hmm. And then we've moved. I mean, it's been a year now, but we actually moved locations, so now we're actually in downtown Champaign, which has been really great, especially for organizing stuff like Friday Night Live. It's been great to kind of be right down there in the heart of everything. And then our branding has totally changed. We're 10 years old this year, so that's kind of exciting. So we launched a new brand, a new logo. And then also we're going to be starting up the second Sky Gallery, which we just initiated last year, which we work with Adams Outdoor to put art on billboards. Mm. And that just started the first time last year. And so we'll be starting to take submissions for that probably starting in the fall as well to get that going again, because we got great feedback on that and lots of wonderful submissions. I mean, the amount of local art talent we have in this community is pretty amazing. So Friday Night Live, to be able to feature, you know, over 60 performers is going to be fantastic. And then when it comes to Sky Gallery, the kind of submissions we get, all local people, it's just fantastic.
And people can find lots of information on your website.
Right.
About things that are going on around town.
Right, 40north.org. And then as far as Friday Night Live, it's not all booked yet. So if anybody's listening and knows a performer they think might be perfect for Friday Night Live, we would love to hear from them. So they can email me and we could possibly get them in the lineup for one of the Fridays coming up through September 21st.
And Kelly's email address is kwhite@40north.org, K-W-H-I-T-E at 40north.org. You can get lots, as I said, not lots of information on this and other things going on in Champaign County, culturally speaking, on that website. John McMahon, as I'm sure you're prepared to do something else for us.
I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got the guitar, you got the vocal cords with you.
May as well use it.
Fingers are running, you're off work, and yeah. Another original cover? What have we got?
We'll do another original. This one's called Back in Champaign. I'm back in Champaign. After a trip I took down south, I shouldn't complain. Sometimes I feel left out, I can't explain. This darkness over me, I open my eyes, but it seems I still don't see. It shouldn't be this way, it's lasted for too long. Pick up my guitar and play till the feelings are all gone. Hello, old friend. We've been this way before, remember when? We thought there would be more, but life got in the way, and plans got put on hold. Everybody went away, then we just got old. Back on the road, I'll find somewhere to go, sunshine and sand, away from all this snow. When you see me next, Boy, we'll have us a good time, so goodbye for now.
John McMahon back in Champaign. John will be playing on the Friday Night Live series in downtown Champaign this Friday from 6 to 7. That has the song has an autobiographical feel to it.
Yeah,
There's a story behind it.
Yeah, well, kind of conglomeration of stories wrapped up into one song, you know. And then it occurred to me during it, maybe I should have played something a little happier than that. But, but you know, there are other songs that are happier.
Well, if people want to hear your happy songs, they can go out Friday night and hear the happy songs.
That's right. That'll actually be happy hour. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, post-happy hour. Well, I guess that's still part of happy hour. Happy double hour. It depends what time people start get out of work, I guess. John will be at 6 o'clock at Walnut and Chester, and then he'll be followed at 7 by Joe Asselin, is how he says his name, a blues guitarist. We had hoped to have Joe on the show today, and he wasn't able to make this time. That'll be at 7 o'clock, same location. We mentioned earlier the DJs at 6 o'clock at Neyland Park. They'll be followed by an interpretive movement study by Sarah Haas at 7 o'clock, and then a hula hoop dancer, Peyton Stewart, will be at 7:30. That'll be at Neyland Park. And then Jibril Kamara and West African Dance will be at 6 o'clock at Neyland Church, which is also known as One Main Plaza, followed at 7 o'clock by the Bush Jazz Quartet. So all these people going to be playing Streetside on Friday night from 6 to 8. And Kelly White, what happens if it rains?
Well, yeah, we hope that's not going to happen ever, but I know it probably at some point. It looks good right now. We'll try and make the call, you know, obviously a few hours ahead of time if we need to cancel. We haven't set up a rain date since these are weekly. I'll just have to kind of reschedule the artist, but we'll definitely make a call and probably announce it on the website and on Facebook if we have to end up canceling it.
So if it rains, it rains, and that's that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Streetside. If you're going to build a Streetside, just like any outdoor series, you're somewhat subject to the elements. Yeah. And
sometimes the heat is more of a problem than the rain. Sometimes.
Well, heat's supposed to let up a little bit by Friday.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah.
And I think in the forecast I read just about half an hour ago, I don't think that we had any rain so far for Friday.
Right.
So we'll just cross our fingers. Well, I want to say thanks to both of you for coming in today. And
thanks,
hope
for
it's a very successful series. Check the 40 North website for performers in the coming weeks and for other information about the upcoming ACE Awards, for example, and other things that are happening throughout Champaign County. Kelly White's their executive director. John McMahon, thanks very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Stay tuned for our next segment, which has to do with a homegrown talent show. Talent from, about a 40-year span of graduates from Urbana High School to help raise money to support the restoration of their auditorium, which has been underway for quite some time. And we've got a couple live performers joining us in just a few minutes. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.
My stomach clock just went off. It's supper time and Charlie Brown has forgotten to feed me. Here I lie, a withering, hollow shell dog. And there sits my supper dish, empty. But that's all right. He'll remember. When no furry friend comes to greet him after school, then he'll remember and he'll rush out here to the doghouse, but it'll be too late. There'll be nothing left but the dried carcass of the former friend who used to love to run and play so happily with him. Nothing but the bleached puppy bones.
Hey, Snoopy, are you asleep or something? I've been standing here a whole minute with your supper.
Supper time? Supper time? Behold the brimming bowl of meat and meal, which is brought forth to ease our hunger. Behold the flowing flagon, moist and sweet, which has been sent to slake our thirst.
Okay, there's no need for a big production. Just get down off that doghouse and eat.
Supper time, yeah, it's supper time. Oh, it's supper time, very best time of day. It's supper time,
yeah,
it's supper time. And when supper time comes, can supper be far away? Bring on the soup dish, bring on the cup, bring on the bacon and fill me up. 'Cause it's supper time. Bye-ya-dum-doo-down, bye-ya-dum-diddle-oo, your supper time. And snow. Summertime's nice with a place to go. A bedtime, overtime, halftime too. But they just can't hold a candle to my supper time! Oh, yeah! Hello, home listeners! How are you? Ring on the hammer, ring on the bun. Pappy's little puppy loves everyone.
You eat your meal quietly and calmly like any other normal dog.
So what's wrong with making mealtime a joyous occasion?
That is called Supper Time from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That'll be sung by Jeff Reedy, class of 1979, Urbana High School, on the show called Mark Roberts Presents Homegrown Talent on Friday, July 27th. That's two Fridays from now. It's being billed as a comedy/cabaret fundraiser for the Urbana High School Auditorium. Renovation and restoration project. The event will happen at Alice Campbell Alumni Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. And more about that with some live preview as well in just a moment. Let me mention that tonight at 7 o'clock here on FM 90.9 on our evening concert, it's the final episode of our two-part special called Russian Accents, Rachmaninoff and the Piano, with commentary by Valery Gergiev and Alexander Taradze. On this all Rachmaninoff program, it will be the first symphony, the third piano concerto, and works for solo piano. It's Russian Accents, Rachmaninoff and the Piano, tonight at 7 on the Evening Concert here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from these business partners, Agrigold Hybrids, Mahomet, Provena Covenant Medical Center, Urbana, First National Bank and Trust Company, Clinton, Michael W. Walker Consulting, Urbana. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. And we say thank you very much. My guests on this portion of Live and Local are all, well, two of them graduates of Urbana High School. One of them retired from Urbana High School. And I don't know if Stephen has any connection at all to Urbana High School. Do you?
Graduate, yeah.
You are a graduate of Urbana High School. Stephen Larson was just here yesterday playing for the Urbana Park District musical, which is coming up next week, and is back to play for these guys on the piano. Greg Chu is the drama director, now retired, for Urbana High School and doing other activities, including helping to organize this homegrown talent show. And Jim Mayer and David Barkley, both, I was going to say retired from Urbana High School. Yeah, they retired 40 years ago. 1979, Jim. You and I graduated high school the same year.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Something. Now I know how old you are. And Dave Barkley?
78.
78, a year older than the other two of us. That's nice to know, too. So what was the impetus for doing this particular project? I know that the high school's been undergoing renovation. I ride my bike by it every single day, and I always wonder. I mean, I just see all the construction stuff outside, so I don't really know what's going on inside. How close are they to being done?
Well, I was at the school board meeting a couple weeks ago, and the head of grounds said they were on schedule. So we have every reason to believe that on August 15th, when the students come back, they'll see a brand new auditorium. And it's really an impressive makeover. They're adding an orchestra pit. They've expanded the balcony. They've changed the seating angles throughout the house. They've widened the proscenium so there's more performance space. And there's all new updated lighting and sound capabilities as well.
And acoustic adjustments happening in the hall?
There's a lot of acoustic work that was done before they designed exactly. We brought in a sound designer who worked with the architects to make sure that everything about the auditorium was going to be a total upgrade.
And the idea was, at least in part, to, I think the description said, restore it to its former grandeur or some phrase like that.
Well, the high school is one of the jewels of Urbana because it is a Joseph Royer building. And in fact, I'm also involved with Royer work through the Urbana Public Arts Committee. And one of the great things about this project was the way it tried to maintain the look and feel of the original designs by Royer, and at the same time upgraded into something that could handle the new things we're asking of it.
So the idea for the homegrown talent show came from?
Well, I think one of our school board members wanted to know if we could do something. John Dimmitt talked with people about that. Deborah Larson, Stephen's mom, was instrumental in getting this going, and I was interested in seeing something happen as well. Jim Mayer got involved right away. Jim's one of my earliest alums. He was with Mark in school.
Mark Roberts.
And really the project wouldn't be happening without Mark Roberts. He really is the key to this. He stepped forward to offer to be the MC for the evening, and all of his talent, he's a talented producer now on CBS, and all of that humor training is going to be on display this evening.
Playwright, comic, television scribe, as he's described. He graduated, as you said, same year, 1979, as Jim. And people, if they haven't seen, the thing about his most famous work is that people often don't know who the writers are of television shows. But he's been involved in a number that have been quite a big hit. I suppose the biggest one, Two and a Half Men, mm-hmm. one of the writers on that show. Mike and Molly is one of them. And People locally will have seen plays that he's written, Welcome to Tolono and a bunch of others, and all kinds of stuff that he's got going on. So it'd be great. It's great to see him involved in that. And then you've got all these people coming back from as little as probably a year or two ago, having graduated Urbana High School a year or two ago, to 40 years ago. Or did I see somebody even from farther than that?
1967, class of 1967, Jeff Poor will be singing with us, and accompanied by David Thies, who's class of 1973.
I guess Jeff was the 40 years ago. I'm making us all older than we really are, Jim and that was the high school just 30 years ago, thank goodness. Well, why don't you guys kick it off? You're going to be doing... What are we doing? Solo?
Yeah, we're going to
duet. Solo.
We're going to start with a solo.
Okay.
It's "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" from Oklahoma, which was done in 1980. And folks who come to the show will actually hear that sung by Henry Tyra, who is the Curly in the 1980 production. But since Henry lives in the Chicago area and couldn't be here today, I'm going to
pretend.
I'm going to give a sampling of his tune anyway.
All right, Jim Mayer, class of 1979, or from Urbana High School. And performing for us live on Live and Local.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And the old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
From Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Sung here by Jim Mayer, and joined on the piano by Stephen Larson. And Jim will not be singing that on the Homegrown Talent Show, standing in for Henry Tyra, class of 1980, just 1 year after Jim. Although, Jim, I can't imagine that you haven't played Curly on stage.
I did actually play Curly with the CUTC under Dave's direction. Actually, David Barkley was the director of that production.
I missed
somewhere
that show.
In the late
happen?
90s. 97, maybe?
Probably somewhere around there, yeah.
I think it was 1997 at the Virginia Theater.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I managed to miss that. I thought I'd seen every Jim Mayer show. No, I don't really think so. I saw the most recent Jim Mayer and David Barkley show at the Station Theater, where you were both co-conspirators of sorts in the game of love, although yeah. I think Dave's character just more incredulous at the activities of Jim's character throughout the course of the show. But good friends in that show, and you guys have stayed connected all these 30 plus years?
Yeah. Yeah, we met in 77, 78, that school year. I was a freshman in college. Jim was a senior in high school. And I think that was your first year in town, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we've known each other ever since. We've stayed connected pretty much ever since.
And occasionally perform together, collaborate in one way or another.
Yeah.
Probably not as often as you'd like, but...
Not in the last 30 years.
Greg Chu is a retired drama director at Urbana High School. The show we're talking about is to, I guess, help support the renovation project. You're not expecting to raise $1 million with this particular show, but every little bit helps.
Right. I think the impetus for this is a sort of give back in some ways to help support this, have some skin in the game with the school district that has been very generous in putting together this new facility. And so we thought it would be great if we could kind of bring back the alums, let them see what this new theater is going to look like. We're having tours of the new stage the day after on Saturday. We're at 2:00. We're having a get-together on the lawn where we put up a plaque for Joseph Royer and have a couple speeches from the mayor and the superintendent, and then we're taking everybody on a tour.
And everybody, does that mean everybody who wants to go or the crew that's gathering for this concert?
I think anybody who comes to the high school by 2:00 we'll get some ice cream and hear a little bit of music, and then we'll go in and they can accompany us on the tour.
And that'll be Saturday, July 28th, not
right.
This coming
mm-hmm.
Saturday, 2:00. Well, who knows? I might be in line there because I'd love to see what's been going on all this time, you know, creating the dust in my neighborhood. How on earth did you go about deciding who to ask back for this event?
Well, the amount of talent is a nice problem because there are just so many talented people. I actually started a Facebook page in February. I'd always avoided Facebook like I avoided chickenpox, but I started a Facebook page to put up some of the thousands of photos I'd accumulated over the years, and that started a dialogue with people in which I was then able to start mentioning, you know, songs that they had been in and things like that. And everybody's been very gracious about coming down or over or up to Champaign-Urbana to be part of this.
Well, did you create your own mental list of, you know, people that you remembered especially well over the, 40-plus years that you were doing drama?
Well, I certainly don't want to take all the blame here. Jim was quite instrumental in helping us put together a program and balancing types of songs and trying to get a good overview of those four decades.
And we tried to look at it one decade at a time in terms of which shows maybe would have some of the more memorable moments or tunes, and then which performers would also have been notable in one way or another based on, you know, what they did in high school or what they've done since. And so it was just a kind of a cool brainstorming process. And we were really, really gratified by how many people said yes, how many people were anxious to come back, some of them traveling, you know, a distance to come and sing for the auditorium, basically.
So is everybody who's singing doing something that they have done either on stage at Urbana High School or since?
Pretty much so. Dave and I are the one exception because Dave graduated at the end of a time frame when very few musicals were done during his 3 years at the high school.
Yeah,
it was a 3-year high school at the time.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown was my senior show. It was the only show I performed at the high school. But we'll be singing a song from Into the Woods, which we have both played a part in. In different productions, we both played Cinderella's Prince in that show.
Right. So since
you haven't done the show together, in other words.
Correct.
Yes.
We've done it separately. I was just at Urbana High the 1 year, just my senior year. And as I said, Dave was there during an era when very few musicals were done. It was the pre-Greg Chu era, actually. And Dave and I were the only two, I guess, that kind of had the luxury of picking just a tune we really thought would be cool to sing. So we chose The Agonies from Into the Woods.
As they call it, Agony 1 and Agony 2. Well, why don't we hear at least Agony 1 from Into the Woods? This is David Barclay and Jim Mayer. And I'm sorry, Greg, I keep saying 40 years ago, even though It was only 30 years ago.
That's true. I was a young child 40 years ago.
And Kevin, I'm going to be singing the part of Cinderella's prince and Dave the part of Rapunzel's prince. So we're going to give a little dialogue leading into this just to set the tune up.
Sure.
All right.
Ah, there you are, good brother. Father and I had wondered where you had gone.
I've been looking for her all night.
Her?
The beautiful one I danced the evening with.
Where did she go?
Disappeared, like the fine morning mist.
She was lovely.
The loveliest.
I'm not certain of that. I must confess, I too have found a lovely maiden. She lives here, in the woods.
The woods?
Yes, in the top of a tall tower that has no door or stairs.
Where?
2 leagues from here, due east, just beyond the mossy knoll.
And how do you manage a visit?
I stand beneath her tower and say, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me. And then she lowers the longest, most beautiful head of hair, yellow as corn, which I climb to her.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, what kind of a name is that, you jest? I've never even heard of such a thing.
I speak the truth. She's as true as your maiden. A maiden running from a prince, none would run from us.
And yet, one has.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach.
High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours. When you know she would go with you, if there only were doors. Agony, oh, the torture they teach. What's as intriguing,
or half so fatiguing, as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Do I know?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her. Ah,
agony, misery, though it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony
that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to wife.
David Barclay and Jim Mayer, classes of 1978 and 1979, respectively, from Urbana High School. That was Agony One from Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. They'll be performing that as part of the Homegrown Talent Cabaret show that will be presented at Alice Campbell Alumni Center on the U of I campus in Urbana on Friday, July 27th. To help support the renovation of the Urbana High School auditorium, which will actually be done, they say, about a month from now. And the proceedings all start at 6 o'clock with two other Urbana alums, Jeff Poor and David Thies, singing and playing jazz standards, respectively. And then 7 o'clock, the whole show tune retrospective starts with performers from, I guess, 30 years with Jeff poor, representing 40 years ago. Stephen Larson joins us on the piano here on Live and Local. Class of?
2003.
Class of 2003. Well, Dave Barclay is going to sing another song that he won't be doing on the show itself, standing in for someone from the class of 2004, whose name is Nick Shoda, and this comes from 42nd Street.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo. The lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-ho and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat, to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Nicely done, David Barclay. Lullaby of Broadway from 42nd Street with Stephen Larson at the piano. And that'll be sung by Nick Shoda, class 2004, Urbana High School, on the home ground. There is no such word that I know. Well, I guess there's home ground, I suppose. Homegrown talent show will be happening on Friday, the 27th of July. And Greg Chu has been with us, former director of drama at Urbana High School and one of the principal organizers of this event, bringing all kinds of people back from over the years. And it sounds like it should be a blast for not only the audience, but also for, I'm sure, everybody involved, in some cases to see people they haven't seen in ages and to discover talent that they never met up with, you know, who from their alma mater.
Well, it's a huge reunion. It's not just a reunion for drama, but we picked a weekend where the class of 82 and the class of 92 were both coming to town. They have planned their reunion around leaving time for people to participate in this as well. So it's sort of a perfect storm of reunions coming on Urbana at the same time.
Yeah, so pretty good job of planning that, it sounds like. I imagine it can be tricky get these things together, not least to get all the performers back. Well, before we go out with one other song from there, let me mention some of the other events going on in our listening area. Today's Wednesday. That means that the musical Rent opens at the Station Theater in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock, runs through Sunday, and then I'm not sure for how long after that. Check their website.
This is their second week.
Is it the second week?
And
it started last week?
A full-week run.
Did it start last week?
Yep.
Oh. Well, somehow I missed it last week. Well,
get your tickets early. It's selling out.
They do
it's
sell
fantastic
out.
Show.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Thank you for that correction. The Diva and the Dude will be at the Clark Bar in Champaign, 6:30 tonight. Haley Jane is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. The Blues Deacons playing at Crestview Park in Urbana tonight at 6:30. The Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan presents The Music Man this afternoon at 2, so an hour from now, and then again at 8 o'clock tonight. The Briggs Houchin Duo are at 301 Mongolia, Champaign, tonight at 6 o'clock. The Diary of Anne Frank, presented by the University of Illinois Department of Theater at the Krannert Center, tonight at 7:30. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday features a tasting for support of the CU Schools Foundation, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of David Howie. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. I want to say thanks to Greg Chu, Dave Barkley, Jim Mayer, and Stephen Larson for coming in. And go see that show next Friday, the 27th. Sounds like a lot of fun. It'll be at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center on the University of Illinois campus. Here's the song that we're actually going to play one of the Broadway casts, I think, that'll be on that show. It's from one of my favorite musicals, Oliver. It'll be sung by Sarah Pace Johnson and Drew Edwards, both class of 1992. It's called I'd Do Anything.
So, how's it going, Dodger?
It's all bowing and hats off.
And don't let your pets go.